I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The detention facility at Guantanamo Bay was opened shortly after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Ever since, the prison has held hundreds of enemy combatants. The Bush administration has argued that the prisoners can be held indefinitely without charges. Critics have denounced the facility at Guantanamo for the detentions and for the aggressive interrogations there. Well, today was a good day for those critics. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the suspects may challenge their detention in U.S. civilian courts. The World's Katie Clark reports.
Reaction from the top Democrat in the House was immediate and favorable. Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised today's ruling.
The Supreme Court has upheld the Constitution of the United States. I have long been an advocate for closing Guantanamo, so I hope that this is in furtherance of taking that action.
The ruling also drew praise from Jonathan Haifetz of New York University's School of Law.
It's a big day. This is, you know, for myself and many and my colleagues and others who've been working on this issue for the last 7 years. It's a tremendous victory.
Haifetz went on to describe this as a day of reckoning for the Bush administration.
It's time for the government to put up or shut up. If it has evidence, it should present it before a court. And if the evidence justifies the detention, the person can be held. If the government doesn't have evidence, the person needs to be released. It's as simple as that.
Not so, according to Chief Justice John Roberts. He was the main dissenter on the court. Roberts criticized his colleagues for striking down what he called the most generous set of procedural protections ever afforded aliens detained by this country as enemy combatants. President Bush concurs.
I strongly agree with those who dissented. And their dissent was based upon their serious concerns about U.S. national security.
The president says his administration and Congress had crafted legislation that provided the appropriate procedures for dealing with the detainees.
And we'll study this opinion, and we'll do so with this in mind to determine whether or not additional legislation might be appropriate so that we can safely say, or truly say, to the American people, we're doing everything we can to protect you.
Former Justice Department official David Rivkin has already reached his conclusion about the Supreme Court's ruling. He says the court overstepped its bounds.
The court has basically, arrogantly, without any basis in the Constitution or prior case law, has extended the constitutional protections to everybody overseas in a context where the judiciary should have been most restrained, namely in a context of war.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee John McCain agrees to some extent.
These are unlawful combatants. They are not American citizens. And I think that we should pay attention to Justice Roberts' opinion in this decision. But it is a decision the Supreme Court has made. Now we need to move forward.
But what the next step is for the roughly 270 men being held at Guantanamo isn't clear. The Supreme Court has ruled twice before that Guantanamo detainees could go to civilian courts to ask that the government justify their continued detention. Each time, though, the Bush administration and Congress changed the law to shut the detainees out of court. Eugene Fidel of the National Institute of Military Justice says the detainees and their lawyers aren't in the clear yet.
First, most immediately, they will go back down to the lower courts to resolve some of the issues that are raised by this opinion.
For one thing, the court's ruling doesn't address whether the Bush administration has the authority to detain so-called enemy combatants. It simply grants detainees the right to challenge their imprisonment in civilian courts rather than the current military system. Fidel says the matter will likely wind up back on Capitol Hill, too.
Now, whether Congress does anything in response to this opinion remains to be seen. Obviously, we're in the middle of a presidential campaign. People's attention is focused on a variety of other issues. And I personally would be somewhat surprised if Congress attended to this decision before the next Congress convenes.
Eugene Fidel of the National Institute of Military Justice. For The World, this is Katie Clark.